KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House overnight passing the rescissions bill that claws back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid and for public broadcasting. President Trump will sign it today. The White House disclosing that the president has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, which is quite common in older people.
Some estimates show that up to 40% of Americans have this diagnosis, essentially a problem with blood flow, specifically within the veins that are in charge of returning blood back to our heart. But chronic venous insufficiency, blood can pool in areas where gravity is dependent, for example, like the legs, and cause significant swelling, discomfort, and pain for patients.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton, the president went to the doctor for swelling in his legs and ankles. The president ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to now release grand jury testimony in the case against Jeffrey Epstein. CBS canceling Colbert, The Late Show gone as of next May. CBS says it was a financial decision. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The former Madison city clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's now the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The report also includes new recommendations for the city clerk's office in the future. City Attorney Michael Haas has been in charge of the clerk's office since Witzel-Bell was suspended. He says the city of Madison has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again, and says the commission is exceeding its authority, requiring Madison to go beyond the law to make these changes. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Current temperature is 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Argument. Good morning.
Well, something's brewing here. What?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Sunshine.
Good morning, Dom. Yeah.
Good morning, right, producer just, Dom.
Morning. Let's not go through the whole line of who's here this morning. Okay.
It's John Peterson.
I think we kind of know who's doing the program. All right.
Maybe.
So anyway, we've got a question that we present at our website, 92.7wmdx.com, right?
No, it's wmdxradio.com.
Oh, wmdxradio.com.
You were sort of close, but not really.
Okay. Been there a couple times.
wmdxradio.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad you corrected me. You don't have to repeat it. All right. Now, we have a question there, right?
We have a new poll question.
A new poll. That's a poll question.
Right. Yeah, we have poll questions.
And for some reason, it isn't exactly what we presented as the poll question.
Well, you
or possible choices that you could select.
But, I had nothing to do with this. You and Dom put this together.
But you know what we can do? We can certainly go with this and have you vote. Well, this is an important question, right? Let's present what it is.
Okay, the question is, how should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? That's the question.
Right. Your neighbors complained about our new feature and getting rid of the National Day calendar.
Right. So we thought
who would complain about getting rid of the National Day calendar?
I don't know.
What kind of life do you
my
have?
My neighbors, apparently.
Okay.
So, how should John and Gordy begin their show every morning? Number one says, Dominic's Would You Rather quiz.
Okay.
So far, that's got 50% of the voting.
Oh.
Number two is Gordy's National Day Calendar. That also has 50% of the voting. So apparently, only two people have voted so far. John's Shower Thoughts, 0%.
Uh-huh.
And then anything else, 0%. Now, how is this different from the question that you put on there? Because you said it's changed completely.
I don't remember actually putting this question on.
Oh, so it's Dom. You put the question.
Wait, John, you were with me when we did this. We were in the conference room.
We were in the conference room.
That's
and we gave a few choices, and this is our final list.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
See,
right.
I had left the conversation. I was done with you guys. I had to move on my life.
He was just looking out the window, yeah.
Well, Okay, so, you know, it's a little genericized, and it has been...
You said it was a lot funnier when you wrote this.
Well, I thought... I thought our wording was a little different and, you know, gave people a little bit of our sense of humor as well.
Well, see, Catherine called later in the afternoon and said it was really convoluted, so she rewrote it.
No.
She said it was very wordy and convoluted and meandering. And so she, you know, she's the editor of the page. So
We can't really, we really can't say anything. I've got another, question.
You can say anything you want.
If John and Gordy did one thing, they should, and that's my next question. We'll be presenting that in the future, not too distant future.
Okay.
I gave her two choices. Two questions. Yesterday I thought of them, and I thought, well, I'm going to send them to her.
All right.
And I did. And we'll see how she manufactures them into something that is so boring that you want to yawn all the way through our quiz, our poll question.
So do you want to reveal what that next question is?
The next question?
Already?
If John and Gordy did one thing, they should. And choice A is not change a damn thing. Keep doing what they're doing. B, include more stories in Idiocracy at the risk of their own lives. C, sound depressed, angry, and lash out at even their closest friends and callers.
Do that anyway.
And D, be replaced by AI-controlled robots. So that's... That's kind of a poll question. I want to see.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that she's probably going to take take the editing hatchet to that too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, then I have another one.
Oh, you okay?
Came up with two of them.
You got it. Okay. What's the next one?
I would like these questions to stay up for a week. Okay. No. That's not the question though.
Oh. Okay.
Here it is. If John and Gordy could fit a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show, what would you like more of? Right.
Okay.
Well, and A
would you
is
like more of
in-depth, hard-hitting political criticism that could land us in Alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah.
B, media, movies, and tech info. C, constant reminders to buy our things at the John and Gordy store. Or D, more of life's bitter, Curb Your Enthusiasm moments from John and Gordy.
Wow.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Now, you just forget I even told you these because they'll happen in the next few weeks or so.
Couple of weeks or so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good.
But I'm warning you now because if Catherine gets hold of this... can't even imagine how she'll.
She can't help herself. I mean, she's the editor, so
scope them down into these little bullet points. Look at that; these are just tiny little squares
on
there.
What difference does that make? It's very okay. All right. I can see we're gonna have another meeting now after the show. Love the meetings. Okay.
I know.
12 minutes past the hour. To think about.
Okay, those are my ideas for questions.
Right. Very good. Yeah. It's Friday. Hey, that's a good thing. And big weekend ahead. You know, Coldplay is coming to town at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yes, and they're going to be here during the rain.
Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, off and on, and maybe some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. So, good luck. I don't know do they have a rain date? I have no idea.
Oh.
They usually do, right?
Yeah,
They haven't done a concert there. Well, they did the Morgan Wallen concert a couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago,
right?
Something like that,
right?
But that was a two-night thing. They had two shows, Friday and Saturday.
I guess they
went really well from what I heard. Yeah,
but don't they have areas where you can just kind of huddle in? You know, like
case of rains.
Big tented areas.
Yeah, they do. And actually, funny story. My roommate's friend. Is actually working it, and she's there right now.
Oh,
right now?
Yes. She had to clock in at 6 a.m., and she's not clocking out until 9 p.m.
Tonight, just to get ready.
Yep, to get ready for the Coldplay concert. It's absurd. It's such a long hour.
Makes sense to me.
I wonder if they have a plan for what to do if it's raining.
Well, you know, they wanted us to open for them, but
we're busy. We're going to be at the Dane County Fair with Pam Yockey.
Leading in the tractor parade. That was much more interesting.
Rather be there with Pam than Coldplay. I mean, come on. We're going to talk to Pam in a few minutes here, so...
The tractor parade.
Well, I am now. Here's the thing:
I'm absolutely loving this. And by the way, the cool thing is we're going to be in her truck.
Well, that's right. Yeah. She has a tractor, but there was some kind of transportation problem getting it from wherever she has it to the fairgrounds, to the Dane County Fairgrounds. So. She's got a nice, big, beautiful truck, and we're just going to be in that and tossing out candy or
What would be appropriate is tossing out cow pies.
From the Baraboo Candy Company?
Yes, the Baraboo Candy Company.
What did you say?
Cow pies.
Cow pies.
You're probably not familiar with these.
I have no idea what cow pies are.
Okay. Well, they have a cow chip babe and throw. I don't know. How do we explain this?
Well, it's
this?
Cow pie, it's cows are out there in the pasture. They do their thing, and the cow pie sits on the ground, and it dries out, and they become very light. And the whole thing is they have a cow pie throw.
In Sauk City.
In Sauk City.
Prairie du Sac.
Okay.
And it's a big deal, actually. Yeah. And people can throw their cow pies and get judged on
their style. They're sanitized. I think they're baked or sterilized.
They're also known as cow chips when dried. So.
Okay.
Yep.
That's right.
And
cow chip.
Yep.
So
cow
to glom onto this, the Baraboo Candy Company makes chocolate cow pies that they sell.
Okay.
Because it sounds so appetizing.
Yeah. I can't say I'm a fan, but
this is what Wisconsin does. Okay. I mean, we make really horrible things like this. Eating poop off the ground.
Appetizing. It's a souvenir. It's real chocolate. Yeah. It's good. Okay. Let's get to Would You Rather. What do you think?
Let's
do we have
it.
Time?
Yep. Yep, let's do it. Let's do
Dom's
it.
Yep. Special feature.
Honestly, let's just get this over with, right?
Oh, blame him.
We'll see how long
this
stays.
Did you make a new open?
I didn't make it. I kind of like this open now. It's been here for so long, I can't really get rid of it.
Okay. Could you have more reverb?
No. All right. First question. Would you? I can't even get the word out.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather always have a full phone battery or a full gas tank? Which one would you rather have?
Wait, a full what?
A full phone battery or a full gas tank?
Oh, a full phone battery.
Yeah, like a fully charged phone.
Phone or a full
gas tank.
Yeah. Oh, I disagree. My phone, I think, is at like 20% right now. So I think I would say phone. I would say phone, for sure.
Sounds like you should charge your phone overnight, and when you wake up, you come in with a full charge.
That's what we do. Okay.
It's just a kid. You know, we got to give them these tips.
Yeah.
And here I'm talking about a full gas tank, and I've got a new EV. So what am I talking about?
You're giving me tips, but you're talking about cow pies. All right.
I'd go with the gas tank. Okay, what's the other question?
Second question. Would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert? Which one would you rather do? Are you more of...
I'd go with Antarctica.
Yeah.
I don't like the heat.
I think I would go Antarctica, too.
Really? Yeah, absolutely.
Plus,
yeah.
It's melting, so you want to get up there before it melts away completely.
I mean, you have a hard time in heat. More difficult time than I do.
Yeah.
And I thought I could not bear heat. I could, dew points kill me.
Itself. Yeah. I love air conditioning in the summertime.
Yeah.
Make it as cold as possible.
All right. Well, that adds to the greenhouse.
Oh, thank you for presenting that feature, Dom.
There we go.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk to Pam Yockey next about the Dane County Fair.
Yes.
And a little bit later on, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the latest news. And Rocker will be joining us with a Max Inc. preview in our next hour. It's all coming up.
You got a few things in Idiocracy, too.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about some of the things that Trump and Obama can be compared to. Each have their own strengths. We'll take a look at that. And then we'll look at PBS funding, how that's rolling out.
Oh,
right?
Boy. Yeah.
And then, of course, Peter Navarro is saying, you know, hey, you know, those tariffs are fantastic. You know, we're making money hand over fist.
Really?
But guess who's paying that money? Us.
Yeah.
So anyway,
guess what?
We've got that coming up. And then, of course, The Daily Show takes a look at Epstein again. Nick Fuentes has some suggestions about the Epstein thing.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Epstein, the happy birthday that Trump wrote for Epstein.
All
so
Epstein.
We'll take a look at all that.
All Epstein all the time. Yep. Epstein gate. And the end of the Stephen Colbert late night show. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to end it. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at FightingBlindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, Capital City, Madison, on another beautiful day.
Yeah, lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s for today. Right now, it's 54 degrees, a little cool out there to start the day. It's nice, refreshing, and it looks beautiful through the day. Right now, let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This is a beautiful morning. Yesterday afternoon was great. If you got a chance to grill out or maybe be at the Dane County Fair or something like that, and this morning looks just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be great. Now, tomorrow may be a different story, and we were planning on this grand parade. You know, John and Gordy will be up there.
It's a tractor parade, right? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tractor parade, and we were going to be in your pickup truck. But, you know, because of the rain and lightning possibilities, we're rethinking the possibility of that. So we'll play it by ear. Is that basically what we're going to do then, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I would advise. People can check back with me tomorrow morning before they leave.
Okay.
Just send me an email, pam@midwestfarmreport.com, because most of the time we don't shy away from rain, but I'm just looking at the hourly forecast. And if we have lightning in the area, then the security folks at the Dane County Fair won't let us. I mean, yeah, you've got four rubber tires under you, but you've got a lot of metal around you. So we don't need to be making headlines in a whole different way with our tractor parade. So check in with me tomorrow morning if it looks like it's going to be iffy.
Well, okay. I don't know, Pam. John and Gordy are constantly looking for a way to get into the news.
Yes. Yeah, we could use a little publicity.
Get a few headlines, and being struck by lightning is one way of doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're in the news and in the obituaries, all in the same event. Be careful, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it could happen.
You know, we were talking about throwing cow pies, you know, the candy from your truck. And then somebody texted us and said there is even a cow pie liqueur, which is very good, she says.
I've never heard of that. But
yeah, got to try that sometime.
I've seen derivations of that. There's a couple different cow. I don't know if it's cow pie, but I think I know where she's going. That's, always keep your options open when it comes to cleansing the palate.
Absolutely. You know, it sounds like a door prize we could give away at the next testicle festival.
That's right.
Yes. There.
Yeah.
All right.
So so let's talk a little bit more about what else is going on at the Dane County Fair, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. What else is
It got started yesterday. So a lot of the youth livestock judging events are happening yesterday and today. If you're fond of horses, there will be a lot of horse judging going on today, all through the day and into the night. Now, tonight, if you are looking to maybe fill up the freezer or go in with the neighbors and fill up the freezer, great opportunity starting at 6 o'clock. The youth livestock auction will happen. I'll be one of the MCs moderating the program. And basically what this gives you a chance, if you're really into the buy local, know where your food comes from, this hits on every box. It checks every box. These kids do such a wonderful job raising these animals. And the ultimate end goal is that they're going to end up on your plate. And I'm just hoping that we get a good crowd tonight to give the kids some well-deserved financial recognition for the work that they've put in. And then all the animals will be processed locally, end up back in your freezer. So like I said, this is open to the general public. If you're somebody that has a stand up or a freezer chest or something like that, and you've got a family to feed, this could be the best opportunity for you to invest in pork or beef or lamb and walk away with, seriously, when you look at buying a whole animal for about $3-4 a pound, that is everything from hamburger to roast to steaks. You take a look at what you're paying at the grocery store. Not only are you getting value, but you're really helping a young person with their youth livestock project. So that's tonight at the fair. And like I said, entertainment all day long. Fair will go through Sunday. So even if the weather doesn't help us out Saturday morning, don't forget to circle back and come back out, because a lot of time, energy, and volunteer hours that go into making that fair happen, period.
All right. Well, let's ask a little question here about Alice in Dairyland. She goes down that little rabbit hole of cheese. And
what are you talking about?
I'm just trying to make some analogy that doesn't work.
But our new Alice, our 68th, Sarah Hagenow, actually started the job officially last week. Was her first full week on the job. Remember, she was selected as our Alice back in May, but because of the rigorous schedule that the Alice in Dairyland program has in the month of June, they basically give her a month to be in training, if you will, and learning the ropes and what it's like to be a State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection employee. So now Sarah is out. And remember, she's originally from the DeForest Poinette area, graduate of the University of Minnesota, and fresh on the job. So if you want to follow, go to aliceindairyland.com. If you want to make a request for her to make an appearance at one of your events or that, that's the same place that you can go. And then just follow her on social media. She's been doing a wonderful job already out at an awful lot of county fairs on her own, you know, talking with folks. So like I said, AliceInDairyland.com, and congratulations to Sarah Hagenauer, 78th, already on the job.
All right. Hey, less than a minute, can you just give us a brief rundown of the cage-free requirements in California and why that's a problem?
Cage-free.
Right now, we're working on it. USDA is calling it unconstitutional that the state of California requires the only eggs that can be sold in the grocery store must come from cage-free operations. Mm. That's driven the price of eggs up about 63% for California consumers. The Trump administration is going to file a lawsuit against California, Governor Newsom, and others, citing it as unconstitutional. If that one falls, it could be a precedent setter. That's why I want to bring it up, and we'll keep an eye on it for you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pam.
Very good, Pam. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you at the fair.
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.
That's Pam Yockey. We'll be back with Idiocracy next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The clock keeps ticking, and escalated tariffs against two of our major trade partners, Canada and Mexico, weigh heavy on the dairy trade. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Tranel says losing Mexico as a buyer of our U.S. dairy products would be a major blow to the marketplace.
Specifically, Mexico's been buying a third to 40% of all of our cheese exports. That we've been seeing. And like we mentioned in May, it was a record, and year to date, we're up like 7%. So Mexico would be catastrophic, as they are our biggest buyer. Canada would also be tough. I mean, they do protect their dairy industry a little bit closer, but specifically butter exports to Canada would be a huge problem.
Matt Tranel, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, explaining why Mexico and Canada are such critical dairy trade partners with the U.S. and Wisconsin specifically. How are the markets doing in overnight electronic trade? I've got your numbers next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLight also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about BaseLight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese remained unchanged in Chicago at 165. 40-pound block cheese gained a penny and a half to 164. AA butter stood still, 253 a pound. This morning in overnight activity, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 50 points right now. Currently, our September corn is up a nickel. December new crop up a nickel at 427. August soybeans are up 13. November new crop up 13 at 1039. September wheat's 4 cents higher at 537. December up 4, 558. The August class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 23 cents now, 1795. September currently trading 7 cents higher at 1834 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, mainly after midnight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Still a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Saturday, mainly in the morning, highs near 80. Right now, 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy. For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is what? That?
Idiocracy. Here we go.
All right. Did the music just drop out?
It just must have dropped out. Yeah, sorry. Only 28 seconds. I should have added a song to it.
Yeah, is that way it's supposed to be, or
no? I don't know.
Chopped off there.
Chopped off.
Idiocracy okay. Intro.
We'll take care of that. That won't happen again in this program.
No, sir. 6:35 sunshine to start your Friday. It's going to be beautiful all day long. Highs in the upper 70s right now. 54 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's time. Because it's Friday, it's also Free Ticket Friday. We're giving away Brewer tickets every Friday, and this is no exception. And this time around, the tickets are for the Monday, July 28th game, Cubs and Brewers. Not to be confused with our Cubs and Brewers ticket giveaway.
Wait a minute. They're taking the Thunder away from ours.
No, we're bringing the Thunder. I don't know what that means.
There is no possible way that would... At what? Least, you know, make people think, well, why go to the...
You know, hey, what? It's Cubs and the Brewers, man.
Anyway, so...
Well, this is Cubs and Brewers.
Yeah,
this is
a big game.
Today is your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets. And all you need to do is listen for the keyword, which I'm about to give you right now. You can get on the Civic Media app.
What is that keyword?
Well, that keyword...
What does it start with?
What does it start with? Starts with a T.
All right. What is the key word then?
It's throw. Throw. Like you throw a tantrum every day right before the show.
Like you throw. Like you throw the game every day.
No. THROW. Throw is the key word.
All right.
You text that word to us now and you'll have other chances for other keywords and to enter the statewide contest throughout the day on the Civic Media Network. And, okay, so the key word is throw. Our winner will get a four-pack of club-level seats to that game on July 28th at AmFam Field, Cubs and Brewers.
When is ours? The following night?
Ours is the following night.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. And I think we're just about to, or we may have already drawn a winner for that, which we'll announce on Monday.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot. Or
oh, boy. So this is for... This is for the keyword. This is for the Free Ticket Friday today. Again, throw is the keyword this during our show. All okay?
Right. You have this, just
8 a.m. to enter that keyword.
All okay. right. Well, that sounds
back
fantastic.
To you, John.
I'm really glad that you've done that. All right. Now, let's okay. get to a little bit of idiocracy here,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, and a great deal of hypocrisy.
Oh, idiocracy and hypocrisy.
Yes, yeah, a lot of us.
Kind of rhymes.
All right. Here we go. Trump criticized Obama for writing 147 executive orders.
Right.
In one term.
Yeah. So?
Then he wrote 220. So I think he beat out the 147 from Obama. Okay?
It wasn't a contest.
But... Well, you know, it's just a little hypocrisy.
Yeah.
In idiocracy.
Keep going.
All right. Trump criticized Obama for playing 113 rounds of golf in one term.
Right.
Then he played 428.
That seems a lot like a lot of golf
rounds. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It is. It is. He really went over the top on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Trump criticized Obama when 12,000 died from H1N1. All right.
Mm, yeah.
Over 400,000 died from COVID on Trump's watch.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh,
Trump criticized Obama for his expensive family vacations. Then Trump spent almost as much in a month as Obama spent in a year. So a little hypocrisy. I know that Trump at the time and the MAGA certainly got a lot of anger out against Obama for what he did, and they made a big deal about it. But somehow that doesn't apply to Trump or any of the other MAGAs.
Apparently not.
Okay, and the final one that I have here, Trump called Obama the most ignorant president in history.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
In POTUS rankings, though, Obama has never ranked lower than 15th from the top. Trump never ranked higher than fourth from the bottom.
Again, idiocracy, hypocrisy.
We find this stuff out, don't we?
Yeah, that's good.
We dig deep. We try to come up with all this stuff just for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for pointing all that out. It's important to keep our democracy alive. Democracy, hypocrisy, idiocracy.
It is amazing.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Continue.
Now let's continue with Peter Navarro. Okay. He's the senior counselor of trade. Did you know that?
I knew he did something.
We've seen him out there. He talks. He says stupid things. And
you know,
we never really know what his title is, but he is the senior counselor of trade.
He was with – he was in the Clinton administration
was
too.
He
yeah
okay
I don't know what he did there, but
again, no one knows what he's doing.
Kind of a mysterious guy.
But he is happy to see Americans paying more tariffs. All right. I just think this is just unbelievable. He's completely unaware of the fact that the Americans are paying for the tariffs.
Yes,
you know. So anyway, he's bragging about record a number of dollars made in tariffs. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
I would say that for the American people, these tariffs are a great boon. We've already collected like $100 billion of tariffs.
A record for alone. A single fiscal year.
Yeah. So the tariffs are working, and they were these kind of revenues that we're getting is a very important part of the big, beautiful bill in terms of financing that.
Yes, yes. We're continuing to finance that big, bad bill. While they take away our health care and everything else, and we're still paying the tariffs, and we're still paying for that bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the biggest ripoffs the American public has ever, ever seen.
And inflation is starting to creep up a little bit.
That's right. And I love, I found the post from Chris Hayes. He posted this. Put another way, we've raised taxes on Americans by $106 billion. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Chris. You nailed it.
All right.
We've got Joe on the line. Let's go to the phones right now. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
It is important to really understand what the words mean.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Tariff, tax, tax, tariff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a wonderful comment. I just wanted to comment on two things. First of all, the esteemed dog killer, Christy Noem, was back in the headlines yesterday. She had a wonderful quote about the horrible tragedy that happened in Texas that will give us a clue to what the future holds. She said, from the response that happened in Texas was much more how FEMA will look in the future.
Great.
Wow.
There's the window. And I did want to return to, and I will just make it an effort, the Epstein files, because why not?
Yeah.
So it really comes down to this: release the files. They're on someone's desk. No, they never existed. It's a hoax. And you're a bad person if you believe it. But now the new little wrinkle that's come in is that our esteemed Senator Ron Johnson now says that Biden had the files and he may have tampered with them.
What?
So Biden tampered with files that don't exist. Isn't he amazing?
That is truly amazing. And thanks for that bit of information. Wow. I can't keep up with all the different storylines for this.
Right.
This is just outrageous.
Like that little bit, the head in The Exorcist, you know, that's spinning around.
I know. It's just outrageous.
Yeah. Now who can keep up?
Now they're looking for what the grand jury records. They want to release that. I'm not quite sure what that will reveal, but maybe.
Except that won't give you the good stuff, because the files include all of the interviews. They include tape recordings, a video, all of that. So it's a nice little dodge on their part, because you only get two people's testimony, not the full file.
Yep.
So, but it doesn't matter, because they don't exist. So even though they were on someone's desk.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Joe, thanks.
Joe, thank you for that. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of Epstein stuff coming up in just a few moments.
Boy.
But I want to get some of the other information out. I think this is really important stuff. You know, PBS, we've been following this story.
Yeah.
And it goes to the House, of course. The argument today by the megas is that there are so many news outlets out there that PBS is no longer worth funding.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Of course, 30 years ago, it was, well, they're biased.
Mm-hmm.
So they got rid of the bias part of it, kind of. They're still saying it's biased. But yet, it's really more important to say we can't keep wasting our money in public radio, because you can go to any outlet you want, like Newsmax or Joe Rogan.
Right.
Those are the places that I want to get my news.
But CBS, you know, has all the integrity of truly somebody that's looking at things in the neutral zone, kind of. I mean, from their standpoint, at least. But yeah, it's horrible that they're trying, especially in the rural areas.
Yeah.
A lot of these PBS and NPR stations are out there, you know, in the hinterlands, and that's where people get their news and get their
weather alerts.
Yes, all of that.
Get that. Yeah.
And to cut that back.
And one
it's
of the
just
great
crazy.
Things about it too, in the rural areas, WPR goes out there. NPR affiliates are out there in their states covering the news, and that gets funneled back into NPR as special reports. I mean, it really is a fantastic network. Not anything like civic media at this point, but they're trying to get there. This is NPR's reaction to all of this. This is Cut 91. All right, let's listen.
Democrats, after the vote, called it a dark day and said the bill is going to hurt Americans who rely on public broadcasting and hurt the U.S.'s reputation as a global leader. They also argued Republicans were ceding Congress's constitutional power of the purse and instead were just taking orders from President Trump.
So Republicans on Capitol Hill have tried to strip federal funding for public media for decades. Some Republicans, I should say, not all. So say more about their strategy and their thinking around this.
Right. This effort to defund NPR and PBS goes back to the 1990s. A lot of Republican lawmakers have criticized what they view as ideologically biased news coverage from public media outlets. NPR executives, I should say, have pushed back at those claims. But once Republicans gained control of Congress and the White House, they had the votes to roll back 2 years of money Congress already approved just back in March for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Senator Murkowski tried to restore this funding, and she cited an emergency alert that she got on her phone just hours before the vote from an Alaska public radio station warning about an earthquake, saying that's an example of what's at stake if stations lose federal money, but her effort failed. The House is scheduled to vote later today. The clock is ticking. They have a midnight deadline on Friday to get it to the president for his signature.
All right, and here is Paula's... I can't remember, Paul Kerger. And let's get her response quick here. Mm-hmm. Half a minute.
I asked them for examples. People often struggle to come up with examples of what really they're talking about.
With
so
bias.
We're always interested, obviously, in making sure that we're serving a multiplicity of viewpoints. You know, Bill Buckley made his home on public broadcasting with a series called Firing Line, which continues today with Margaret Hoover. We are interested in having different perspectives that we bring forward. But when I look at the range of our programmings on public broadcasting, I can't make any sense of an argument that we are somehow biased in any way.
Right. They're really not biased.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Well, you heard a couple of points there. I want to get to Caroline Levitz in just a few moments here. Her ridiculous announcement.
Coming right back with more of John and Gordon.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Lighting up the day, and they bring such happiness while they stay.
Towering high, such a wondrous sight. Won't you take my hand? We can share the light of the sun. Love, sun, love.
What is
WMDX 92.7? We're just getting into the sunflowers on a beautiful morning like this in Madison.
Yeah, it's gorgeous on State Street this morning. Beautiful sunshine. Highs today in the mid to upper 70s, and right now 54 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can set up an appointment and get an initial hearing test at their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right, let's go to Mark right away on the phone. What do you got for us, Mark?
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, I noticed that Ron Johnson has never shied away from appearing on public television. I've seen him a number of times on the news programs on NPR or WPR.
He's on there a lot.
Television, I should say. He's on there
Here and Now. He's on Here and Now quite a bit.
Right. Here and Now.
Yep.
And it's just ridiculous. And for Peter, let's roll back to Peter Navarro. Or is it Ron Varro that is actually establishing this policy? The guy that he invented. Speaks to him. You know, there's some demon that speaks in his ear that he created himself. And let's remember that these tariffs, because Trump has instituted them without congressional authorization, are taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Drive that home is that. Ron, you know, President Trump is nothing more than a would-be king, and is as a Declaration of Independence declared unfit to be to replace the word ruler with leader of a free people.
Well, thanks for reminding me about Navarro, and it was his idea to do the tariffs from his alternate identity.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Mark, and let's get back to the NPR.
Thanks,
okay, thank you, Mark.
Let's get back to NPR here real quick. This is Caroline Leavitt lying through her teeth. I just can't believe. She's think
amazing.
Sometimes, how does she sleep at night? I think this is how they sleep at night, just by telling each other lies. Let's listen to Cut 94 here.
All right.
This is Caroline Leavitt.
The NPR CEO said cutting NPR will be a risk to public safety. I am not sure how NPR helps the public safety of our country, but I do know that NPR unfortunately has become really just a propaganda voice for the left. Just a few examples for you. In 2020, NPR refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop scandal and the run-up to the election. They said their assertions don't amount to much.
Stupid.
Writing, they did not want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions.
Absolutely.
That does not sound like an unbiased opinion. That sounds like a partisan opinion to me. And this is
like
a taxpayer-funded organization. In 2018, that same CEO that you're talking about called the president in the Oval Office, who nearly 80 million Americans elected, she called him racist.
Oh, no.
Shared a photo of herself wearing a Biden for president campaign hat.
He's
serves
not
on
racist.
The board of a Soros-funded activist group.
A Soros
in 2020,
funded.
PBS's White House correspondent at the time characterized President Trump's speech then at Mount Rushmore as a love letter to white resentment, promoting the myth of America. In 2017, PBS devoted an entire panel talking about what it means to be woke and white privilege.
Why wouldn't we have that?
In 2023, PBS's Washington Week roundtable covered up Joe Biden's clear mental divide. That's actually quite the clip. I would encourage all of you to look at it. These are not honest news
organizations. What about Trump's legs?
All right, enough.
You covered that up for all this time. What about that? And then they had a roundtable about what woke was. That's because we found out that even the right wing doesn't know what woke was, right? Remember the podcaster that said, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it means.
Got stuck on it.
Yeah.
So, boy, I tell you, man, these people are just outrageously deceptive, and this is the way they go after and destroy their opponents by lying about it to the mega base.
Yeah.
And it's really sad to see this kind of stuff happen and continue to happen. But thank God civic media is there to straighten out this mess.
Yes, we're here for you. Well, and all the educational stuff that NPR and public broadcasting does for children also. I mean, that's cut back, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that daytime programming is aimed at children, just basic learning skills and basic information.
They're doing it for the children, though, Gordy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play this. I don't know.
What? You don't have time?
I don't think so.
What do you got there?
We might have the Daily Show, you know?
Yeah, we don't have time for this now.
We have too much stuff jam-packed in Friday.
Well,
right?
Fridays are tough. Yeah, we got all kinds of things.
Okay, well, we do have time for this. Okay. Nick Fuentes, he's a white nationalist. And
right.
He's the guy who's pushing white supremacists. Yeah. He's a misogynist, anti-Semitic. All, everything you can think of is,
and he's got a podcast.
Is Nick Fuentes. Yeah. And this is his approach to what Trump is doing with the Epstein files. Listen.
Okay.
And now he says, if you're not on board with the Epstein cover-up, oh, I don't want your support. You're a weakling. Fuck you. Fuck you. You suck. Oh, you are fat. You are a joke. You are stupid. You are not funny. You are not as smart as you think there you are. You, wow. you are. And honestly,
yes.
I'm. And if you watch my show, you know I've been very critical. I've never been this far. This just goes to show this entire thing has been a scam. When we look back on the history of populism in America, we are going to look back on the MAGA movement as the biggest scam in American history. And the liberals were right. The MAGA supporters were had. They were.
Wow.
When we look back in history, we will see Trump as a scam artist who served as a vehicle for this rather than the other way around. We were not the vehicle for Trump. Trump was the vehicle for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Nick Fuentes coming
for
around.
For once, coming around.
Yeah.
That's telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I think
they played that cut last night on Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah.
They had not censored it.
Oh, no!
And Lawrence actually apologized a little later in the show for that. Said it will be censored in the online version.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Lawrence.
It's good to know.
Yeah, but it was, wow, it just jumped out at you on the screen.
It does. It
okay.
does.
Okay. 6:59, coming back in the 7 o'clock hour with Max Inc. Preview with The Rocker. And we'll also check in with Savannah Tomales.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media state.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting overnight to cut $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated from international aid programs and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The cryptocurrency industry reaching a major milestone in Washington on Thursday as Congress cleared legislation outlining the first federal rules for stable coins, a popular form of digital currency. President Trump telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to now unseal grand jury documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaker Mike Johnson says of the president,
"We trust the American people. They can draw their own conclusions." And so he's in the process of releasing the information that can be released, that's not held up by a court or involves, victims of crimes or something like that.
CBS insisting its decision to cancel Late Night with Stephen Colbert was purely financial, not because Colbert had criticized the recent settlement between President Trump and CBS parent company Paramount Global. This is ABC News.